In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Word of World, Zach Kruger, our buddy, joins us just to spin around the league. A little fantasy, a little NFL, a little bit of everything under the sun from a fantasy perspective, just because of how it may be thinking about how it might play out in terms of offensive numbers this year for Washington. Who are some of the guys on this roster, if any, that are draftable, ownable, roster standouts that you could see making a difference in a league?
Well, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on again. Let's just go with the easy hitter, who's also going to be drafted in a lot of fantasy leagues. We'll go with Jaden Daniels here. He's currently going as the quarterback 11 on Underdog Fantasy. I dug into this a little bit because we know that Jaden Daniels has a lot of good rushing upside. Since 2021, there have been 17 quarterbacks who have rushed for 400 or more yards in a season. Of those 17, seven of them have finished in the top five. Now, I will say that consists of a lot of Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson, but we know rushing upside is important when it comes to fantasy upside and scoring. And for a guy who's going to the quarterback 11, if we think that Jaden Daniels has even a floor of, say, 500 rushing yards, which I think is more than fair, then there's a path for him to, I think, have a top five quarterback upside as a rookie if all things break in his favor.
Zach, outside of Daniels from a weapon standpoint, McLaurin's obviously going to get his. He does every single year. He's one of, I think, four guys who's gone for 1,000 the last four seasons or whatever it is. But otherwise, and we're talking a lot about Jahan Dotson this week, De'Ami Brown, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler. Is there another player that you think could actually be a valuable piece and put up some legitimate numbers, or is it McLaurin and not much else?
The other guy who I would say who didn't mention there would be Brian Robinson, but we kind of know that. I would keep an eye out for Zach Ertz. He's not a player who I particularly love from an efficiency standpoint. He's certainly on the back nine of his career. He doesn't do much after the catch. But if you're playing in a PPR league, even half PPR league, and if you're not really being aggressive in the tight end room, Ertz is a guy who I think can at least work in the short and the intermediate parts of the field, probably vulture up a couple of valuable targets that turn the receptions and PPR points late in drafts. So if you really are just kicking that tight end can down the road and looking for a way to sneak in and find points in the low double-digit range, I think there's a possibility Ertz provides that, specifically late in the season. And then we would have to see if Ben Sinnott comes on and if he interrupts that. But Ertz will be kind of an under-the-radar last-round guy if you really don't want to invest highly in the tight end position.
Who are some guys kind of league-wide that could be offensive stories this year, both thinking fantasy and maybe, kind of real-life football as well, Zach, that you kind of go, hey, this is a good situation that nobody's really talking about a guy stepping up production?
So the one guy that just has stood out to me in fantasy drafts as of lately is Breece Hall, which we know he's good. This isn't exactly a secret, but I think that the ceiling for him is so much higher than what we saw last year based on some of the poor production that the Jets had last season in a year that was literally without Aaron Rodgers. So last season, Breece Hall, 994 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns, another 591 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns through the air. This was all came on a Jets offense that ranked 32nd in red zone touchdown percentage. And not only were they 32nd, but the 31st ranked team, the New York Giants, were 11.8 percentage points higher than the Jets in their red zone touchdown percentage. So the opportunity is going to be there for Breece Hall. We know that. But if you're looking for a guy who's going to maybe break out and really kind of take the league by storm from a scoring perspective, I think Breece Hall has a really good chance to do that. Even if the Jets are just league average on offense this year with Aaron Rodgers back, I think his ceiling gets incredibly high for both real life and for fantasy production if the Jets can just not be, the worst offense in the league by a country mile.
Wow. I didn't know he had 76 catches last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
now,
it's pretty insane. It's easy to sleep on, though, when he's on the Jets and no one's worried
right
about them.
And he's averaging like 7 a reception, right? It was a lot of like John Beck checking it down to Roy Helu, but still, 76 grabs in a PPR league has value. Real quick, Drake May played last night. All of these preseason games early on are cameos to get to see what these guys look like. What'd you think of him, and do you really think he's got a chance to start, as his head coach said?
Yeah, so you did reference, as Gerard Mayo said, that the quarterback competition is far from over. I thought he was solid last night. From what I saw, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he looked like he played roughly a half worth of football. Only I think it was 47 passing yards on 6 of 11 passing. Also had that rushing touchdown near the goal line on a read option. Don't forget, though, he also had a very nicely thrown deep ball to Javon Baker that probably would have gone for another 40 yards. Baker said after the game that he should have hauled it in. He dove out to reach it. It went off his hands. It was in his grasp. I thought May did a good job of, you know, finding his receivers, was clearly working through his progressions, threw a couple balls away on pressures. I thought he looked good. It's a preseason. Some of the guys he was playing against are not going to be starters, if any, come the regular season. But it's encouraging, and it's what you want to see, especially after some of the reports early out of camp that said he was struggling. He did not look to be struggling as much as what they were suggesting earlier.
Zach, along kind of those lines, again, real-life football and fantasy, give me a situation you want no part of. Just a player, team that you think this is going to be a struggle. I don't care how many touches he gets. It's not going to be worthwhile.
So if we're looking at the top of the fantasy football board, one of the guys who I'm actually avoiding is Puka Nacua. He's coming off a historic rookie year, 105 catches, over 1,400 yards and 6 touchdowns. Can't really be mad at it. He's currently going as a wide receiver 8 on Underdog Fantasy. But Cooper Kupp is back. He's expected to be healthy, reportedly highly motivated, all that stuff. We know he's a target hog. And then ESPN's Jeremy Fowler actually said last week while he was at Rams camp that the offense, quote, still clearly runs through Kupp. I like Puka Nacua as a player, but as a fantasy value, I do worry that he may not be able to return on his high draft slot at this time. So he's a guy who I'm fading in the first round of fantasy drafts.
Zach, good catching up, buddy. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You too, bro.
You got it. There's our buddy Zach Kruger on Grant and Danny here on The Fan, writes over at Roto World, covering fantasy football. And that is your Beltway Blitz.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.